And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Sally Donlan. She is the Assistant Dean of Liberal Arts here at UL Lafayette, here to talk a bit about the college and also about the Social Studies Fair, the Regional Social Studies Fair that the College of Liberal Arts has sponsored since 1991. So it's been a long time that you all have been involved in this fair. I think I would like to ask you just a bit about the College of Liberal Arts. Everyone knows that there's generally a College of Liberal Arts at a university, but may not know exactly the extent of the college and what it covers here at the university. So maybe just give us a little description of it.
Well, we're the largest college at the university, and we cover, of course, all the humanities, the social sciences. We also have CODI and criminal justice.
So quite
pretty much cover the bases.
Right. And there are a lot of graduate students in that college, probably one of the largest group of graduate students. So it's a very active and busy college. And that's one of the reasons that you're here, actually. You're just started, I think, this spring here at the university.
I started in early January. And yes, there's an awful lot of activity in the college. Mm-hmm. There's always something going on across the college. And we're really interested in people finding out more about all of the activities that are going on.
Mm. Well, this social studies fair we were talking in the lobby about how fondly people remember their experiences in school, middle school or high school, participating in social studies fairs and science fairs. So it's a big part, even though it's something a little exterior to their normal curriculum in their school, it's a big deal for them.
It is a big deal for them, and I think when you think about it, it's an opportunity for these young scholars to pursue an area of interest at a greater level than they may in the classroom ordinarily. When really we have students here coming to the regional fair, the Region 6 fair, which we host here on campus, who are in grades fourth grade through 12th grade. Mm-hmm. And so we've seen, as we've gone around to the parish fairs, these children are really invested in some of their projects. And someone was telling me this morning that we have a student here at the university who they became aware of through the regional fair here on campus as she competed in the elementary and the middle and high school grades. Now she's here at the university.
So she got to meet students here and professors here as a part of that competition.
Right. When you bring the kids on campus, they come from their parishes. First of all, as you know, probably, Judith, they compete at their school level. And then they'll compete among schools at their parish level. And from there, they come to the regional level, which is here at the university for us. And when they come to the university, the judges that they'll encounter here are they're going to be faculty members, they'll be graduate students, they'll be college students, upper-level college students, and some of these are going to be just a few years older than the students themselves, so almost their peers. So it's a really good mentoring process for in that regard. Plus, they get to hang out with some of the faculty and see what college is somewhat like.
Right. And, of course, as you mentioned, these judges will be walking around looking at the different setups. And I guess it's sort of mm-hmm. that wonderful little trifold setup mm-hmm. where they have information mm-hmm. and photographs and mm-hmm. pictures and whatever else they choose to. And they stop and talk with the kids about their project, about their work. So there's a lot of interaction that goes on.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. In fact, every participant must present their project. They have 2 or 3 minutes to present the project, and then the judges have a couple of minutes to ask them additional questions. When you really think about it, it's not that much different from a poster presentation at conferences mm-hmm. at some of these academic conferences that our students, the college students, attend. So it's good training in that regard, mm-hmm. and they just have a great deal of fun. Mm-hmm. And one thing I find interesting is that whenever you talk to the judges after the fact, they'll tell you that they've learned something from the kids.
Well, tell us about some of the subjects that are being entered this year. I know I was just perusing them, and I'm impressed by some of these kids. They're mini scholars.
They really are. First of all, let me tell you first, we'll have more than 350 entries. We're going to be down there at the Cajun Dome Convention Center. The exhibition hall will be filled with more than 350 entries and more than 460 students because some of the students are team projects. And some of the projects are terrific. For instance, we have Living Off the Land, The Early Acadian Way, History of the Cajun Accordion, and for local interest, History and Legends of Bayou Teche. But then we also have topics like The Mound Builders and Timeline of the Civil Rights Movement. And there's another one on the Orphan Train Movement. So some of these kids have really varied interests, and mm-hmm. the projects can be quite good.
And it seems like many of them are focusing their research on topics in Louisiana.
Many of them are. Mm-hmm. Many of them are. Especially now we have a recent topic, a recent category on Louisiana history. It's only been the last few years we've offered that discipline availability. So there seems to be quite a bit of interest.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, that's a real interest here at the university. We have the Center for Louisiana Studies. There are many folklore students and graduate students mm-hmm. here at the university. And so what a great opportunity for some of these kids to encounter the graduate students during this fair.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. If you have just tuned in, my guest is Assistant Dean of Liberal Arts here at UL Lafayette, Sally Donlan. And you have nearly enough judges. I believe you have almost 80 judges who will be participating in this social studies fair. That's really quite a response from the university.
It really is, and mm-hmm. we're very pleased. 80 was our top end. Mm-hmm. If we could get to 80, we'd have a little surplus because things happen. People can't show up maybe on the exact day. But as of today, we're at 75. We're doing great, and I really appreciate the university community that has stepped up to help us.
So some are professors, many graduate students are involved in
this.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. And what we try to do is we try to – they're teams of two judges who look at each category and each division, and we try to arrange it so that we have at least one faculty member and then a graduate student or a university student or a community volunteer, because we do have some members of the community who have volunteered.
And describe the setup. I mean, some parents who are listening right now may have helped their child with some project and have been to a social studies fair, but describe what it's like of one of those projects.
Well,
those
when you walk in, it's a little impressive. You walk into the exhibition hall and there are just rows and rows of long tables, and on each long row there are rows of exhibits, projects, you know, the little three-sided mm-hmm. poster board you mentioned earlier. And each one is 36 inches wide. So as many as will fit down, a 20, 30-foot length table mm-hmm. and rows of them. And there's hundreds of them, as I said. I think, 350?
Yeah. Projects.
There's a whole
Amazing.
Lot. So you walk in and it's bustling. There's young people, the students who are eager to show off what they've done. They're a little nervous. So the excitement is kind of high. The judges are walking around. They're generally having fun. And it's just a great day.
Hmm. And that's all going to be in the Cajun Dome Convention Center.
That's correct.
All right. And, you know, just as we were talking about the new Louisiana history category, I know here at the university, the history department has really been growing. Very vibrant young professors in mm-hmm. that department. I've just been hearing from more students on campus how much they've been enjoying those mm-hmm. classes. Mm-hmm. And so really nice opportunity to let some of the students from surrounding parishes experience that here at the university.
Oh, and the history department has been doing some great things. I think you had Chad Parker in
yes.
here recently mm-hmm. with his project, and we've got the History on the Move and the Museum on the Move coming on. The History Department is doing great, and they've been very helpful for us in this project, too. We've got several of their faculty helping us, as well as their grad students.
Yeah, very active graduate students. So you mentioned the fourth graders, but it goes all the way up to 12th grade. So some of these students are getting ready to graduate. Some of them are applying to colleges.
Absolutely.
And so this is quite serious to mm-hmm. them.
Absolutely.
Their research.
Absolutely. Each division, I think Division 1 is grade 4 and 5, and Division 2 is your middle schoolers, grade 6 through 8, and then you have your high schoolers. And what's interesting to me is that each division is interesting in its own right. Mm-hmm. You've got the very young children, and it's just so fun to see them so engaged in their work. As we were going around to the parish fairs, signing the winners up to come to regional, it was so interesting to see these very young students verbally presenting their work. And they're so interested, they're so engaged, they have so much knowledge. And then as you move up, of course, we hear sometimes some terrible things about middle schoolers, but you've got all these middle schoolers who, again, are just focused on their work. They've gotten some good research down, and they're presenting as well. And then the high schoolers. They know most of these kids are probably going to be looking at colleges if they haven't already applied. So it's also an excellent opportunity for the university to show ourselves to these students.
And show what's happening here and what they could study further.
That's correct.
Should they come here to the university. And mention again the parishes represented at this region.
Well,
region
every other year there are seven. This year, because one of the parishes only holds their fair every other year. So this year, all seven parishes are participating, and those are the parishes of Acadia, Vermilion, Lafayette, of course, Iberia, St. Landry, St. Martin, and Evangeline.
So quite a representation here from the parishes around South Louisiana. What happens, the judges do their work, the presentations happen, and then some are chosen as winners. What happens after that?
Well, at the parish level, all the first, second, and third place winners have come here to regional. At the regional fair, we will select first, second, and third place winners. The first and second place winners are then eligible to go on to the state competition, which will be held next month in Lake Charles.
So I'm sure many of them are looking forward to that and excited about that.
Correct.
As well. And are y'all going to go?
Right. We're going to go. In fact, the state has asked this year for the first time for each region, we're region six, to provide six or seven judges for the state fair. So we'll be going, a couple of us will be going down there to serve as judges and just to meet with the staff and see what's going on.
Your job sounds wonderful.
It's very
fun. What a great thing to do. Again, if you have just tuned in, we're talking about the Region 6 Social Studies Fair. Since 1991, the College of Liberal Arts here at UL Lafayette has sponsored that and organized it and made it happen. So that's really quite a long history that we've had with that fair.
It is. The university has been involved with the fair since before that time, but it's been since 1991 that the College of Liberal Arts has been the one who's organized it for the first several years since 1991. In fact, the Department of History really took responsibility for it. But in more recent years, the Dean's Office, the College of Liberal Arts itself, has been responsible for staging it.
And I know that one of your you really want to educate people more about the College of Liberal Arts and encourage people to find out more about it, students to find out more about it. Maybe just and we hope to have you back again to talk more about the college, but just give your sense of what a good liberal arts education, the importance of it.
Well, I read something today, interestingly enough, that said that something about a vague liberal arts education, which was interesting to me because that, of course, does not describe a liberal arts education. Mm-hmm. A liberal arts education is where you learn how to learn. When in the humanities, in fact, and in the liberal arts, we say that we learn to learn in the humanities and in the liberal arts. A liberal arts education can give you that background that you need to understand things in a larger context, to think things through, to gain the critical thinking skills that you know to go beyond the surface, that you need to go beyond the surface. And when you, in terms of an education in itself. But if you're talking about being concerned about going to work after college, liberal arts is also very strong in that regard. Because if you think about it, many, many corporations are very interested in taking on people who have the capacity to learn, who, as new things come offline, they can train their workers. And you're not going to find workers better able to be trained than people who have grown up in the liberal arts.
Right. And the college really does encourage people to have a passion for learning and to be excited about reading about the world and understanding the world. And that's always struck me about the College of Liberal Arts here at UL Lafayette.
Oh, and that's an excellent point, which I failed to mention, because the bedrock of the liberal arts is that ability to read and analyze complex material and also to write it, which is something that the corporate world desperately needs.
Well, we look forward to in the future exploring that more with you and letting people in our community know more about the College of Liberal Arts here at UL Lafayette. Again, my guest, Sally Donlan, is the new Assistant Dean of Liberal Arts, here talking about the Region 6 Social Studies Fair, which the college has sponsored and organized since 1991 here at UL Lafayette. And that will take place Saturday, April 6th, so just a week from this coming Saturday.
That's right. That's right.
We'll have over 350 kids coming to the Cajun Dome Convention Center with all of their wonderful knowledge and great graduate students and professors here at the university, and some community people mm-hmm. helping to mm-hmm. judge that.
We've got some folks from reached out and had a great response from people at some of the parishes who were judged at the parish level. We've had we have people from our own local school district helping us, and we have some community members as well.
Wonderful community effort. Well, thank you so much, Sally. We appreciate it, and we look forward to hearing about some of the winning topics, perhaps.
Thanks.
Thank you.